Hey, I'm Francis Lamb, and this is a preview of our new podcast, Weeknight Kitchen with Melissa Clark. If you like it, subscribe in your favorite podcast app. Weeknight Kitchen is all about getting good food on your table in the middle of the week. Our guide is the one and only Melissa Clark, best-selling cookbook author, food columnist for the New York Times, and always the person with the answer for, what should I make for dinner? So let's get going. Here she is in her kitchen.
Okay, so I'm gonna get my sheet pan. I have a lot of sheet pans in this drawer. They're all kind of a wreck. It's a good thing you can't see them, but they get the job done. Sheet pan dinners are the crispy lover's version of a one-pot meal. You know, you do everything on one pan, except that you get crispy edges. I love it. I do them all the time. The thing about doing a sheet pan dinner is you really have to watch the timing. You have to make sure that you're adding ingredients that cook at the same rate at the same time, and then you add ingredients that need less time later on in the process. So if you just keep track of that, and once you do it once, you will get the hang of it, it's super easy, then you just can run with this basic concept and make the recipes your own. So tonight I'm gonna do my favorite sheet pan chicken dinner. It's chicken thighs and drumsticks because they have the most flavor, and I wanna do them bone in, skin on, because when you keep the bones in, you get a really great, well, the bones give you flavor, first of all, but also it keeps the chicken really juicy. And the skin, of course, gets crispy and golden brown, and it's the best part. And anyone who doesn't like skin on their chicken, just save it for me. And I'm gonna marinate them for a few minutes with potatoes, a lot of salt to let it absorb the flavor. And then I'm going to roast them on a sheet pan with leeks, and I'm gonna serve them with yogurt that has garlic in it. Oh, and the whole thing gets flavored with harissa. Did I mention the harissa? The most important part. Harissa is a North African spice paste, and it adds so much flavor. It's got cumin, it's got garlic, it's got chili. It's one of those things, buy a tube, keep it in your fridge, and put it on everything. So, my bowl, chicken into the bowl. And where are those potatoes? Oh, here they are. Okay, so I'm gonna cut the potatoes just into chunks. Here's the thing. You want the potatoes and the chicken to roast in the same amount of time. So if I left the potatoes whole, they would need more time than the chicken. So I'm gonna cut the potatoes into pieces, and then the chicken and the potatoes are gonna be ready at the same time. Let me check my recipe just to make sure I'm doing what I actually say I'm gonna do. Sometimes I just cook and I forget that I should be making the recipe. Got my favorite, oh, I love this knife. So I have two drawers of knives. One drawer of knives are just the ones I'm the only person who's allowed to touch them. No one else in my family can touch them. And then I have the other knives that everyone can use. Okay, my husband can use my special knives, but my daughter, no, she's gotta keep her hands off the good knives. Maybe when she's 16, I'll let her. She's only 10, so. I'm just cutting them into quarters right now, lengthwise. Kind of, if the potato has a length. They're kind of oblong, so this is gonna give them lots of surface area to get golden brown. I have 1.5 pounds of potatoes. No, I have 1.25 pounds. See, I forget my recipes. I have 1.25 pounds of potatoes and 1.5 pounds of chicken. I'm sure that the reason for that ratio is because it's exactly what fit nicely on one 13 by 18 sheet pan. And if you don't have a sheet pan, you should really get one. And if you have one, you should get another. And if you have two, you should get three, because they are the most useful things in the kitchen. All right, so I have my potatoes and my chicken in the bowl. Potatoes are cut into wedges, and I'm gonna just salt everything. Just gonna get the salt off my fingers. All right, I'm gonna mix up the harissa with the olive oil in a little bowl. And it's better to do that before you put it on the chicken and potatoes, just to make sure everything gets really nicely mixed. This is such good harissa. It's a MENA brand. And it's, first of all, it's a gorgeous color. It's really bright red, and it just has a very fresh flavor. Hey, cumin, I wish you could see my spice drawers. I'm very proud of them. All my little jars are all lined up, all my little tins. Okay, so I need ground cumin. Throw that in. Instead of measuring, what I like to do is I have these tins. I open the tin. They're square. I use the corner of the tin, and I just throw it in. And pepper. Always freshly ground. Pepper loses its flavor so quickly after grinding. I mean, if you grind your pepper, even if you freshly grind it, it's only going to last a week. I mean, after that, you taste it, and you're like, this doesn't taste like anything. So imagine the stuff you buy that's pre-ground. Just taste it by itself one day and tell me if it tastes like anything. Just, can you just email me and let me know, because I'll be surprised. I like to do the pepper until my arm hurts. Like, okay, keep going. I'm feeling very strong today. It's going here. But it's really hard to add too much pepper if you're grinding it yourself. And some olive oil. Oven's getting nice and hot. So I have preheated it to 425. I'm just gonna stir up. So I've got in this little bowl, I've got my harissa, I've got my olive oil, my cumin, my pepper, and I'm stirring everything together. And my salt is already on my chicken and my potatoes. So now, okay, I'm gonna pour this harissa mixture onto the potatoes and chicken, and I'm gonna toss everything really well. And I am gonna use my hands for tossing, because I feel like, you really know when everything is coated because you can feel it in your fingers. However, if you don't want to touch raw chicken, you can also use a spoon. Put that in the sink. That's, but it really doesn't. Put this here off to the side, and I'm going to start prepping all my vegetables. It's been 30 minutes. I'm going to put the chicken on my pan and throw it in the oven. Because the chicken and potatoes already have oil on them, in the marinade, I don't have to oil the pan. I'm just throwing it right on. I'm just dumping the whole bowl, everything in the bowl, chicken and potatoes, right on the sheet pan. I'm just gonna scrape up the last little bits of harissa from the bottom of the bowl with my hands. Gonna wash those hands again. And I'm gonna arrange everything. I'm spreading it out with my fingers so that there's space between things. So whenever you do a sheet pan supper, you want to make sure that things are in one layer so they cook evenly. And I am going to make sure that my chicken is skin side up for maximum crispiness. Let's throw that chicken in. And set the timer for 20 minutes. So after 20 minutes, that's when I'm going to add my leeks. I have this great old darkroom timer that was just like the one my husband used to use in when he was a photographer in college, and it's great.
Melissa's gonna be right back to prep the leeks, so hang tight. Okay, so let's get back to Melissa's kitchen and her recipe for harissa chicken with leeks, potatoes, and yogurt. And she's just put the chicken in the oven.
Okay, so the chicken is in there. I'm going to do leeks. So I'm going to add the leeks later on in the process. So I put my chicken in with the potatoes. That starts roasting, but if I added the leeks at the same time, they would get overcooked. So I want to let the chicken and potatoes get a head start. And then after 20 minutes, I'm going to throw my sliced leeks on top. And then at the end of it, when everything is done, it'll all be done at the same time. The leeks will be golden brown, the chicken will be gorgeous and juicy, and the potatoes will be crisp and tender. Okay, so leeks. Leeks are really dirty. You have to clean them really well. They are full of soil. So I've got two leeks here, and they're pretty dirty. And so first thing I'm gonna do is cut off the bottom, the root end. I actually already cut off the tops. Whenever I buy leeks, I cut the tops off immediately, like the big green part. I wash them and I put them in a bag and I put them in the freezer. And that way they're there for me when I make chicken stock. I just take them out. So I've already done that. And the reason I do that right when I get them home is because that's when they're at their freshest. So leek bottoms into the compost. And now I'm gonna cut my leeks lengthwise and give them a wash. And when I wash them, I make sure to get in between the layers, because that's where all the dirt is. So I kind of flip them in the water and just separate the layers a little bit. But I keep them in my hands, so it's hard to describe. So I'm keeping them in my hands. I'm taking out the rough outer layer, and then I'm letting the water gush through all the other layers to clean them out. And I'm just putting them on I've got a little dish towel right near the sink. Just gonna dry them off a bit. All right, so I'm gonna take my leeks and I'm just gonna slice them thinly into little half moons, since I've already cut them in half lengthwise. They're so squeaky. The thing about leeks, though, is that it looks like a lot. Like, this is a whole pile on my cutting board. By the time they cook in on top of the sheet pan, they're gonna cook down. So I'm gonna season my leeks with some olive oil, salt, and lemon zest. So let me grab a lemon from the fridge. Where are you, lemons? I have a Meyer lemon. I don't wanna use that, though. Meyer lemon has a different flavor. It's a little bit sweeter, and I wanna go for maximum brightness. So just a regular old lemon. And I need my microplane grater. It's like my most important kitchen utensil. I'm using my microplane every single day. I'm either grating lemon zest or cheese or garlic or all three of them. Medium sized lemon. Okay, so that looks about right. I'm gonna put this in a bowl, my leeks, my lemon zest, salt, pepper, and a little olive oil. Just gonna mix everything together with my hands as usual. I guess my most used kitchen utensil would be my hands, really. Okay, salt. Olive oil. And then I'll put the pepper on top. Now we're gonna wait for the chicken to start smelling like something. Right now it just can't really get any fragrance yet. All right, so now that's just gonna hang out for a minute. I'm gonna clean up my kitchen because you gotta clean as you go. I remember I had my first kitchen job when I was 16. I cooked brunch at this little restaurant. And before that, I used to love to cook, but I would always leave a trail of dirty dishes in the sink and I'd leave a mess because I just didn't know about cleaning as you went, you know? And then when I worked in this restaurant, all of a sudden I realized it was teeny and I was, you know, cooking quasi-professionally. And every dish, everything, just I had to clean it because there was no place to put it. And that was such a great lesson. So clean as you go. Okay, I like to serve this with a yogurt sauce with a little garlic in it. So I'm just gonna whip that together right now, and then that way it'll be ready when the chicken is ready. It's so easy, this sauce. It's basically just yogurt with salt and garlic. Could not be easier, but it adds so much to the recipe. And I, of course, just happen to have homemade yogurt because it's just the Clark family farmstead here. All right. Got my yogurt, I'm gonna get my garlic. And okay, so I've got my garlic, take it off the head. And I'm just gonna use the side of the knife to smash it down a little bit to get the peel off. And good thing I didn't wash my microplane with those little bits of lemon in it, because I'm just gonna use the dirty microplane with that little bit of lemon to grate the garlic. And that's just gonna go in the yogurt. It's gonna have a slight lemony flavor, which will be lovely. I love my microplane for garlic. Before the microplane, I used to mash the garlic with salt and it would take forever. There, that took, 10 seconds? So, garlic paste. Wash hands. bowl. Yogurt. It's such nice yogurt. This is really good yogurt. So I get raw milk. So from this Amish farm, and they deliver it in Brooklyn. And I use the raw milk to make yogurt. Pinch of salt. Garlic. Stir it together. Taste it for seasoning. It's good. Doesn't need anything. Sometimes I'll put a little olive oil in the yogurt mixture if I want to make it. It's a little more complex, but for this particular dish, it doesn't need it. But say that I was going to serve the same yogurt on roasted carrots, I might add a little bit of olive oil. That yogurt sauce you can use on anything. It is amazing on any roasted vegetable, on fish. If you just take some herbs and chop it up and put it in that same yogurt sauce with the garlic and the salt, it's this amazing sauce for fish. It's great with this harissa chicken. It's just good on everything. All right, chicken is ready to get its leeks. So I'm just gonna pull it out. And I've got my leeks right here, and I'm gonna scatter them evenly over everything. This is actually looking really beautiful right now. That harissa is so bright red and pretty. Okay, and then back in the oven. So I just scattered the leeks on using my hands. Okay, so now I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna check it after 20 minutes, but probably it's gonna need another 25. Set my timer. Alrighty, this should be done. Yep, this is done, golden brown, beautiful. And I am going to get the garnishes ready. Okay, so I already made my yogurt sauce, but now I just have to gather my herbs. So I'm gonna use not just like a little sprinkle of herbs, I'm gonna use a full cup of hulled and torn herbs. I've got dill, I'm gonna just, whatever I have in my fridge, but I know I bought dill specially. And then I've got parsley and cilantro. And I'm just gonna gather them together. I'm just gonna serve this straight from my sheet pan because it really looks beautiful. It's got the, it's just golden brown, it's red from the harissa, all those green herbs and the white yogurt. It's stunning. You can get the recipe on splendidtable.org. Check out the photo, it's gorgeous. Let us know how it comes out. We'd love to hear from you, and I will talk to you next week.
Melissa Clark is a food columnist for The New York Times and author of Dinner, Changing the Game. This was a preview of her new podcast, Weeknight Kitchen. And next week, she'll show us an amazing technique for olive oil fried eggs with scallions, sage, and Turkish pepper. I mean, yes, everyone knows how to fry an egg, but you've probably never fried an egg like this before. So subscribe. Just search for Weeknight Kitchen in your podcast app. And don't forget, you can find this week's recipe for harissa chicken with leeks, potatoes, and yogurt, and info on all the equipment and ingredients Melissa used at weeknightkitchen.org. And while you're there, sign up for the Weeknight Kitchen email newsletter, where you find the latest recipes from the latest cookbooks. It lands in your inbox every Wednesday. I'm Francis Lamb, and thanks for listening.